Many Americans may be more sympathetic to the idea of abstinence when they're urged to refrain from junk food rather than sex. The idea of abstinence first was widely criticized as puritanical and moralistic at the recent AIDS conference in Bangkok. But a few people who direct AIDS programs in India and parts of Africa also spoke up for abstinence education, not as an alternative to making condoms available and showing people how to use them, but as part of breaking a cycle of sexual conduct that has exploited and endangered a multitude of people. Dr. Charles Bimal, director of the AIDS Prevention and Control Project in Madras, explained that the people who are most at risk from AIDS in India are truckers, prostitutes, and street children. The United Nations AIDS program cites similar studies in South Africa, Swaziland, and Kenya. The truckers are roving, lonely, and have money in their pockets. The prostitutes tend to be young girls, and sometimes boys, often achingly young, only 11 or 12, who are poor and hungry. The street kids are younger yet, and even poorer. Studies say that many of the truckers will have 3 to 5 sexual partners a week, almost always strangers they will never see again. The prostitutes may have 50 customers a week. The street kids follow men with money and learn they can be paid for sex. Although, to be blunt, this doesn't seem like sex so much as aggravated rape. Shirish Kumar, director of the West Bengal AIDS Control and Prevention Society, pointed out that Puritanism is not among India's many religions. His program and others have given boxes of condoms to truckers, prostitutes, and even street kids. They put up graphic billboards and hired prostitutes to show the public how to use condoms. They've made progress in slowing down the rate of infection. But Dr. Kumar reminded the Statesman newspaper of India that sex rarely promotes clear thinking. People will use condoms, but only with their spouses or partners, figuring they don't have to care about the safety of strangers, forgetting that their own safety is at risk too. Or prostitutes and street kids find they can be paid more to have unprotected sex, and they'll take that risk because hunger pangs today feel more urgent and pernicious than developing AIDS sometime in the future. Dr. Kumar said that encouraging people to use condoms doesn't do much to overturn the poverty and exploitation that is all tied up with the devastating scale of the AIDS crisis in so many parts of the world that seems to be fueled by uncaring, uncommitted sexual conduct. Abstinence may be a word that makes many people flinch, but what about the phrase good sense?